The data center story from Tuesday encapsulates a tension that's been building for years but is becoming acute. The same heat wave that baked the eastern United States forced grid operators to order data centers onto backup power. These facilities, which power everything from streaming services to AI model inference to financial transactions, have become so energy intensive that they're now a meaningful factor in regional grid stability. The AI boom has dramatically accelerated data center build-out, and those facilities are concentrated in regions whose grid infrastructure was not designed for this load.
The numbers here are striking. Data centers in 2025 consumed roughly 4% of U.S. electricity. Projections for 2030 range from 8 to 12%, depending on the pace of AI deployment. That's a doubling or tripling of load on infrastructure that takes 5 to 10 years to upgrade. The backup power order during a heat wave is a preview of what happens during peak demand events when that gap hasn't been closed.
Meta's decision to disable the smart glass camera when users tamper with the indicator light is a case study in how consumer privacy technology evolves reactively. The Ray-Ban Meta glasses became a source of significant concern when it emerged that determined users could modify the recording indicator light to make covert recording easier. Meta's response, a firmware update that disables the camera entirely if the light is tampered with, is technically sensible, but it arrived well after the initial public concern. The broader question this raises is whether consumer wearable cameras need regulatory frameworks with mandatory safeguards, rather than relying on manufacturer self-regulation.
The Tata breach and the leaked iPhone 18 Pro secrets is a story with several dimensions. Tata Electronics has been manufacturing iPhones in India as part of Apple's supply chain diversification away from China. India opening a probe into how specifications for the iPhone 18 Pro leaked from a Tata facility is significant for three reasons. It puts pressure on Tata's quality and security practices at a critical moment in Apple-India relations. It raises questions about whether the leak was industrial espionage, and it comes exactly as Apple is trying to demonstrate that India can be a trusted alternative to Chinese manufacturing.
The Allen & Co. Sun Valley Conference deserves its own moment of examination, because this gathering of Tim Cook, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Sam Altman, and others in Idaho represents the kind of informal deal-making environment where major media and technology combinations get sketched out before they become formal transactions. The agenda reportedly centers on AI and industry consolidation, meaning the people with the most to gain or lose from AI-driven media disruption are in the same room discussing what comes next. Whenever Allen & Co. convenes during a media merger wave, the subsequent 12 months tend to produce announcements.
And the Treasury Department scrapping the plan to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill is a decision that's more than symbolic, though it's deeply symbolic. The Tubman $20 had been announced under Obama, delayed under the first Trump term, revived under Biden, and now shelved again. The practical effect is that Andrew Jackson remains on the bill. The political signal is that the current administration views the Obama-era diversity initiatives in federal iconography as something to be reversed. Whether that's a priority worth fighting over is a judgment call, but it will energize certain donor bases on both sides.